This is VOA News. I am Bo. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. on Monday finally reached President Joe Biden's goal of getting at least one COVID-19 shot into 70% of American adults a month later, amid a fierce surge by the Delta variant that is swamping hospitals and leading to new mask rules and mandatory vaccinations around the country. In a major retreat in the Deep South, Louisiana ordered new and nearly everyone, vaccinated or not, to wear masks again in all indoor public settings, including schools and colleges and other cities. And states likewise moved to reinstate precautions to counter crisis blames on the fast-spreading variant and stubborn resistance to getting the vaccine. Germany will, in September, start to offer a booster shot against COVID-19 to vulnerable individuals like pensioners and people with weak immune systems. The vaccinations will be done using the mRNA vaccine from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, regardless of what was used previously, according to the ministers. They said they concluded this after talks with the federal health minister. They also agreed to make vaccinations available to all children ages 12 to 17. The Biden administration on Monday expanded its efforts to assist at-risk Afghan citizens flee Taliban violence as fighting intensifies ahead of the U.S. military pullout at the end of the month. The State Department said it is widening the scope of Afghans eligible for refugee status in the United States to include current and former employees of U.S.-based news organizations and more. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign ministry said on Monday that it will respond promptly to any threat against its security after the United States, Israel, and Britain blamed Tehran for an attack on an Israeli-managed tanker off the coast of Oman. Iran has denied any involvement in the suspected drone attack on Thursday, in which two crew members, a Briton and a Romanian, were killed. The United States and Britain said Sunday they would work with their allies to respond to the attack on the Mercer Street, a Liberian-flagged Japanese-owned petroleum product tanker managed by an Israeli-owned company. Britain summoned the Iranian ambassador on Monday. Later, Iran summoned the British and Romania's top envoy in Tehran over other countries' accusations against the Islamic Republic and Iran's semi-official Fars News Agency reporting. The number of children traveling alone who were picked up at the Mexican border by U.S. immigration authorities likely hit an all-time high in July, and the number of people who came in, families, likely reached its second highest total on record. That's according to a U.S. official citing preliminary government figures. The sharp increases from June were striking because crossings usually slow during stifling and sometimes fatal summer heat. U.S. authorities likely picked up more than 19,000 unaccompanied children in July alone, exceeding the previous high of 18,877 in March. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has issued on Sunday a somber state apology to the Pacific community for racially targeted immigration raids that took place in the 1970s and resulted in the deportation and prosecution of many. The so-called dawn raids, which often occurred early in the morning, took place from 1974 to 1976, when New Zealand's economy was in a downturn and the government clamped down on immigrant workers from the Pacific overstaying their work visas. Addressing hundreds of people in attendance for the formal apology, Ardern said, members for the Pacific communities continue to suffer and carry the scars of the raids in which they were specifically targeted and racially profiled. Sunday's event included a traditional Samoan ceremony in which people asked for forgiveness or received forgiveness, where some ministers and members of parliament draped a mat over Ardern, which is then removed by the Pacific community members. More at voanews.com. By a remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.